discussion of the cost of maintaining American troops in South Korea, Mr. Mattis forcefully told Mr. Bolton that it was not the National Security Advisor's job to tell the president what to do, according to an official with direct knowledge of the meeting. It was Mr. Bolton's job to pass on the direct recommendations of the cabinet members. Much of the bad blood dates to last fall when the National Security Council, at Mr. Bolton's direction, asked the Defense Department for military options to strike Iran if necessary, a request that came after militants aligned with Iran fired three mortars or rockets into an empty lot on the grounds of the United States Embassy in Baghdad. The request alarmed Mr. Mattis and other top officials. When Mr. Bolton tried to bypass the Pentagon and go straight to the United States Central Command for military options, Mr. Mattis blocked the end run, according to a senior administration official. Mr. Bolton was frustrated by what he saw as resistance to legitimate requests. Allies said he would be derelict in his duty not to be prepared for any contingency. Lately, Mr. Bolton has been showing up at the Pentagon more frequently to attend so-called small group meetings of top officials, which has rubbed some the wrong way. There has also been friction between Mr. Bolton's National Security Council and Mr. Pompeo's State Department. While Mr. Bolton argued for canceling all waivers to buy oil from Iran, some of the State Department pushed to retain a couple Mr. Trump sided with Mr. Bolton. Likewise, Mr. Bolton wanted to cut off all waivers for countries participating in civil nuclear projects with Tehran, while some State Department officials worried it would aggravate the European allies. In that case, the administration compromised by revoking two waivers and preserving waivers for three sites. Mr. Dubovitz, whose Defense of Democracies organization advocates more sanctions on Iran, said Mr. Bolton and Mr. Pompeo were two men of common objectives committed to the same strategy of maximum pressure, but sometimes split over matters of sequencing and scope. More significant, of course, is the president, who at times seemed to be on both sides of the issues that consume the national security team. One day threatening to wipe Iran off the map, the next day inviting it for talks. Mr. Bolton's admirers said any national security advisor could find himself at odds with a president who switches back and forth. The question is whether it is a negotiating strategy or foundational uncertainty. Who is Trump? Mr. Dubovitz asked. He's not a bad cop. He's not a good cop. He's kind of the indecipherable, confused cop. But Bolton is always the bad cop. He doesn't play any other role in this drama.